91X News.
It's 15 degrees and sunny. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with 91X News. Premier Dalton McGuinty was all smiles as he voted in his Ottawa riding before heading home to call Liberal candidates to offer encouragement while they await the election results. A confident-looking McGuinty and his wife Terry cast their ballots at Lord Featherstone Public School in Ottawa, south in the Alta Vista neighborhood. The Liberal leader says he's feeling good after watching crowds grow throughout the campaign went on, saying he felt a real sense of momentum that was inspiring. Liberal strategists are confident they won't lose the election, but admit they could be reduced to a minority government. McGuinty, whose campaign theme has been Forward Together, joked with workers on his plane today that if the news is all bad tonight, the slogan will be Keep It Together. But he knows that's not likely to happen, with polls showing the Liberals could even be returned with their third straight majority. Loyalist College has been working on cutting down its carbon footprint this week. Faculty member Mary Brody is helping promote a new program called Get to Work, Switch Gears. Brody says the event is used to encourage staff and students to use alternate forms of transportation.
So whether it's walking, riding a bike, carpooling, or taking the bus kind of thing.
Participants can go to the cafeteria to pick up a tracking sheet. Completed tracking sheets will be eligible in a draw for bus tickets. Quebec Premier Jean Charest says he's weighing all the options on whether to hold a public inquiry into construction corruption. A report in La Presse today says the Charest government will announce plans in 2 weeks for an inquiry that would be held mainly behind closed doors. Asked about the report by journalists covering his trip to Paris, the Premier replies that his government is still studying each option. Charest has steadfastly resisted calls for an inquiry, saying he prefers criminal investigations into the allegations. But since the release of an incendiary report by the province's anti-collusion watchdog, which describes the need for an inquiry as urgent, the Premier has said he'll consider it. Jacques Duchesneau is proposing a two-phase inquiry. The first part would be held behind closed doors, where witnesses would testify about cases of corruption. The second part, to be held in public, would consider policy changes to avoid future corruption. Victims' advocates say ordinary Canadians should not have to subsidize the cost of criminal pardons. They're telling a Senate committee that a proposed quadrupling of the application fee to $631 is fully justified. Former NHL player Sheldon Kennedy, who was sexually abused as a teenager, says victims must find thousands of dollars for treatment to deal with their trauma. Kennedy wonders why critics of the planned fee increases are worried about perpetrators coming up with the cash. A law passed last year requires the parole board to thoroughly examine the behavior of convicted criminals who want a pardon. It means scrutiny of pardon applications, which was once largely a matter of checking paperwork, has become much more labor-intensive and costly. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Carl Layette with sports.
The Napanee Raiders are going for a second straight win tonight in Picton against the Pirates. Max Pacioretty is going to play the first regular season game since he suffered a concussion and vertebrae fracture on a devastating hit from Zed Nosiara on March 8th. Pacioretty says he felt good during preseason and is ready to step it up a notch in the regular season. A majority of Canadians believe hits to the head in the NHL are intentional or avoidable. According to Harris DeSima, Canadian Press poll, nationally, 63% of these polled believe such hits are intentional, while 26% think such hits are unavoidable. A majority in all regions among both men and women feel these hits are done on purpose. Ivan Nova will be on the mound for the Yankees for the indecisive Game 5 of the ALDS series tonight. He will face right-hander Doug Fister for the Tigers. Jack Leyland will start utility man Don Kelly at third base to replace William Bittimit, who is 0-12 in this series. The Yankees forced Game 5 on Tuesday with a crushing 10-1 win over the Tigers. Light heavyweight champion John Jones will face former title holder Lyoto Machida at UFC 140 in Toronto in December. The news comes one day after wide shutdown reports that Rashad Evans will face Jones at the Toronto Air Canada Centre. Evans, former 205-pound champion himself, is next in line to face Jones, but has been sidelined by an injury once again. That's sports. Here's Kathleen Cleaver with 91X weather.
Today, sunny, high 17. Tonight, clear, low plus 5. Tomorrow, sunny, high 20. Saturday, sunny, low 6, high 24. It's 15 degrees. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with Carl Layette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.